Well, Sue, as we look at the markets, you know, early this morning, I only bring it up because the markets initially talked about it this morning, was the fear of the cooler weather moving in and causing for some early, I hate even use the word, but frost. You say at this point they've kind of digested that and they've moved on?
Well, they have. The market was up nicely earlier and, of course, has since kind of softened back. The September seems to be the weakest month. Of course, you know, with August being in delivery tomorrow morning, first notice day of delivery for tomorrow, you've got traders trying to get away from August, if they're still there, and moving into the September or November. So that said, you know, if they're long, they might have to be concerned, but a short doesn't have to be, so to speak, other than there's no limits on the ranges. I think that when I look at this market, first off, I do think our market's topped back in July, on the July contract. When that market went into expiration that day, it closed that day very poorly. And for a market that should have been really good in the middle of summer, that July contract should have gone further and really tried to take the highs of 2012 out. And they couldn't get it done. And then it failed miserably and closed on its lows. To me, the August did nothing more but then try to align. And when it did that, the basis unraveled.
Now, you say the soybeans are the one that seem to, I don't want to use getting in the shorts, but they're the ones that are really being affected by today's trade.
Well, that is true. I think that when we look at this market, you know, the shorts, you know, down 9.25 cents on August and down 12.25, as you and I speak, on September, that's a pretty good little move down. And then the November is down 8.75. At first, I thought maybe we were going to have a second inside range day, but we're pushing the low side out a little bit from yesterday. Still, we're a little ways off of these lows. We're but still about 30 cents up from the bottom that we set here on Sunday night. So I think that when I look at the November beans, they're still pushing a little bit lower. Last month, at the end of June, November beans closed at 12.52. And so we suspected that if the market even would give us a chance to see a rally towards that level, we wanted to sell it. It didn't give us the chance. But that said, you also go back and look at the average price from February, and that's 12.87 on November beans. Well, you know, 12.87 has been a tough cookie to stay over. And consequently, I think our market is still headed lower in August.
It looks like there's a little bit of appetite out there again for U.S. products. I see wheat was one that was being picked up by a big milling company.
That is true. You know, NAFI came in and bought wheat. You know, they bought a fair amount of it and still have more, I think, that they're going to buy. And then you've got the concerns on the soft red of the sprouting problems that wheat has, because it was just too wet and, of course, harvest delayed too long. And so the combination of two had the wheat market looking pretty enthusiastic, but then beans started to fall and corn started to kind of trickle down a little bit, still higher on the day, and that sort of pulled the wheat back off of its highs.